Welcome to Tethered Thoughts with Bossa De Santos, your daily podcast where I deliver powerful God truths to fuel your success. My name is Bossa De Santos, your host, and I'm honored to journey with you towards attaining a success mindset. I lead Romans 8:19 Ministries, where we equip Christians to know who they are and what they have in Christ, so they can live audacious and impactful lives. In each bite-sized episode, we'll dive into scriptures which affirm the mindsets which have propelled successful leaders, innovators, and visionaries to the heights they've attained. Join me every weekday for a quick, potent dose of eternal wisdom meets contemporary success. Friends and fellow world changers, welcome to another episode of Tethered Thoughts with Bossa De Santos. Trust you had a successful day yesterday. Today we'll continue from where we stopped yesterday, looking at understanding God's ways. Just to reiterate, God's word is the light we need for success in life. Jesus called himself the light of the world, and those who embrace him would experience his life-giving light, and never walk in darkness, which is deception or not knowing what to do. And we find that in John chapter 8, verse 12. Paul wrote to the church at Ephesus that when we are flooded with light from the revelation from God's word, it brings correction, and whatever reveals truth is light to the soul. Remember, this was one of the things that the psalmist was praying for for God to do for him, as we saw yesterday, revelation about the meaning of God's ways. One of the traits of successful people is how they have clarity on their visions and goals. Our psalmist in this scripture asks God to help him focus on what mattered most, which is the word of God, and not only to amass wealth. We see someone like Bill Gates, who's now retired from Microsoft and building legacies through the charity work he's doing worldwide. There are the Rockefellers, the Carnegies, and people like that who have left legacies in the world. So being wealth is not a sin. It's only when the wealth is doing no one any good. The truly rich are legacy builders, and not only prudent, but generous, and they are humble. The psalmist asked the Father to help him remain humble, always worshiping the Lord. The psalmist realized that going against the flow, not following the crowd that is, but keeping God's word, would make him unpopular with critics. Successful people are resilient and purposeful thinking. They align their thoughts with their core values and purpose, and this guides their actions and decisions to enable them to have the kind of meaningful outcome that they enjoy. These were the pleas of the psalmist in this section of Psalm 119. Let's read it together from the Passion Translation. He says, "Give me revelation about the meaning of your ways, so I can enjoy the reward of following them fully. Give me an understanding heart, so that I can passionately know and obey your truth. Guide me into the paths that please you, for I take delight in all that you say. Cause my heart to bow before your words of wisdom, and not to the wealth of this world. Help me turn my eyes away from illusions, so that I pursue only that which is true. Drench my soul with life as I walk in your paths. Reassure me of your promises, for I am your beloved, your servant who bows before you. Defend me from the criticism I face, for keeping your beautiful words. See how I long with cravings for more of your ways. Let your righteousness revive my spirit." What a beautiful prayer. So today, our takeaways are the earnestness of seeking after God's word. The psalmist knew that that was the only way he would succeed and have true joy in life. So he sought after it with much zeal. The word of God is the light of life that's leading us along the right path. To round up, we'll repeat our conclusion from yesterday. God's mode of operation is often, if not always, nothing like we would choose or even conceive, yet it's always for our good. His way keeps us from deception and brings us success. To the natural mind, his way are for sure past finding out, but thank God for his Holy Spirit, whom he gave to us as our teacher and counselor. He teaches and shows us the way to walk in life so we enjoy a satisfied life. Here's a declaration to make and meditate on throughout today. I always seek the Lord for the revelation of his ways, and I enjoy the reward of following them fully. I have an understanding heart, and I passionately know and obey God's truth. God daily guides me along the path of his pleasure because I take delight in following his word. I am not deceived because I diligently walk in the light of life. My Father defends me from the accuser. His way revives my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening and taking action. I trust this episode has impacted you. Please subscribe so you'll never miss an episode. Also, if you know anyone who could use these truths, please share with them and be sure to rate us on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast. Jesus entrusts us with the responsibility of being salt and light in the world. Both traits are nouns and verbs. Who to be and what to do. Romans 8:19 says the world is waiting for us to demonstrate God. So go out and make a difference today, even if it's just one heart at a time. May the grace of God empower you, his wisdom instruct you, and his love secure you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you and God bless. Have a successful day and see you again tomorrow.